Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy that I received on May 13th. Today is May 15th, 2024. So before I start, let's do the Our Father today. Today is May 15th. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All right, so I'm going to be starting in the King James Version Bible. Hopefully we won't run into any issues today with uploading or the recorder or the laptop. So I'm going to be in the book of Matthew. This is where we are now, pretty much in time. Matthew and some revelation going on. Matthew 24. Let's start at, let's do verse 35 and maybe down to 42. Again, Matthew 24, start at verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no. Not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood, here's the Holy Spirit, knew not until the flood came, and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. All right, so that's as far as I'm going there. Now this prophecy, I have another related one, but I didn't get a chance, I'm sorry, to look back at it. If I can, I'll try to repost it on the Facebook pages. Let's see, or in the comment, if I could find the prophecy on it. Come on, where are we? Okay, put it in my phone. What I do know is I text it to myself. Okay, now I heard this this one phrase again for like 3-4 days. And my hair stood up. Yeah. The Anunnaki are here. They walk with the elite. Fallen angels are hidden in plain sight. They are the rich and famous. The reptilians are now in control of the skies. Hold fast. Time is moving quickly. Prepare your heart. Many supernatural events are coming. Men's hearts will fail them. The unrepentant will continue to mock my prophets and messengers right up until their last breath. They will blaspheme my name. As judgment falls, they will continue to be in denial that they have been left behind to witness the tyrant leader's plans for them. Wow. Repent, I am coming for my own. Wow, how about that? I have the chills from my top of my hair to my feet. All right, so just looking at it, I get it. Let me see. Now, I have several prophecies on tyrant leader, and I wasn't sure who the tyrant leader is because it fits several people. Let's see, the unrepentant will continue to mock my prophets and messengers right up until their last breath. As judgment falls, they will continue to be in denial. Now, the worst thing is, and again, I pray this all the time, and I told you guys, make sure you do this. Pray that you are accounted worthy to escape the wrath to come. You don't want to be left behind when it's chaos. And how did he put this? Left behind to witness the tyrant leader's plans for them. Now, I have on some of those prophecies, they are horrible things that are coming. That's why you do not want to be left behind. So repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in Book of Acts 2:38. Okay, just want to mention here that I had a comment on there about where the prophecy came from, and it's the gift of prophecy in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is one of the spiritual gifts, so that's where the prophecy comes from. What else do we need to do here? Right, men's hearts will fill them. Unrepentant will continue to mock. I mean, these are scary things coming here. It says men's hearts will fill them, because again, these are scary things that are going to be coming, and people are still not repaired, and they're still laughing. I still see the comments that are held up by YouTube in your held for review box, and I'm like, I can't even believe that people would put these things in writing. Yeah, so they're calling me names, of course, you know. They won't be calling anybody names, like it says here. They will blaspheme my name. As judgment falls, they will continue to be in denial. They will continue to mock up until their last breath. And you can see how that would basically go down here. So what I always mention on here, so I want to welcome all my new friends and subscribers. If you're brand new, welcome. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification button so you see if something's coming up. I usually try to put a notice somewhere. Because Facebook and YouTube, again, are not really sharing the prophecy videos. They don't want them to be shown. So please share them if you can. Hit the like button and share them on your pages if you're on Facebook. Excuse me. What else did I want to mention here? So on the Facebook pages, you can like and follow. Let's see, there's Sister Barbara Francis. There's the Godslayer 7 End Time Prophecy, like the YouTube page. And I usually put more things up on Facebook just for the fact that you can do it. What else did I want to mention here? Thanking everyone for all the translations under the videos. Thank you everyone that puts the encouraging comments under there. Looking out there at the balcony, the plants are gorgeous on there because it's raining every day. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry financially so we could help other people. Thank you everyone for the lovely cards and things and gifts we get in the mail. Thank you, and we love you guys. Am I forgetting anything? I always forget something. Prayers. Now, I do see, again, you could leave a prayer request anywhere. Now, I'm going to try to do prayer requests on Sabbath, Friday night sundown onto Saturday night sundown. So I usually put that notice up on the Godslayer 7 Facebook page. So you could leave a prayer request anywhere, because I usually go through all of them, and so does Brother Dan. Right now, speaking of Brother Dan, no, he's still not doing well. Going again to different doctors and got another different diagnosis. Every doctor has a different plan for him. He's still suffering terribly. Now, I do see Karen under there for a prayer request, and I have a whole bunch of people. Jean, let's see. Bernie, I was praying for you last night on the Holy Spirit. Rosalie. Patricia. Oh, there's my cardinal out there, the lady cardinal. Patricia and my friend Patty, my friend Tim and his grandma. My son Joseph, he's still struggling. And what else? Am I missing anybody? Well, there's a whole bunch of people. Karen, we saw your prayer request. So just because they don't mention you doesn't mean that we're not praying, just so you know that. And I think I'm going to sign off with this. I don't want to drag it out too long. Look at those birds. They're so cute. I threw a piece of bread out there, and I called them, and I told you they know my voice. If I throw something out there and yell, "Where's my birds?" In a few minutes, they're up, and there they are. So let's see if there's anything else in here. Let me back up. The Anunnaki are here. Now, in an old prophecy I got, it actually said where the fallen angels were. And yes, it's all over everything in the Antarctica. That was in a prophecy that I got, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. So let's see what else here. The fallen angels are hidden in plain sight. They're the rich and famous, we know that. Let's see, and the reptilians are now in control of the skies. Now think about that. Who is the main person in charge of the skies? And I don't like to name people, but think about it. You know who it is. And I also got a confirmation on that. This was the confirmation on who I thought it was that was the reptilian. So better not go into much detail, because, you know, they're watching all of our channels like hawks. Anytime we say anything wrong, Zoom, they're ready to take us down. I even had them take block me from posting a news article or take a news article down. I was like, what? This was right in the news. This was not anything fake or anything I did. It said I was misleading people trying to get likes. What? That's what it said, for putting a news article up. I was like, okay, I have no idea why you would think that, but yeah. So let me get going here. And again, we love you guys. Thank you for everything. And leave a prayer request anywhere, and we will get it. And hopefully on Friday, Friday to Saturday, we'll have the actual notice up for a Sabbath prayer request. Please don't give up. Keep praying. God is listening. He's always with you, no matter how bad you think you have it. He's with you. I mean, look at all the things that we've gone through. Trust him. He's always with you. God bless you and be safe.